It's time to head to our Camden studios to speak with Costa Asprew from RNIB's campaigns team. Now, each month we discuss some of the hot topics, some of the big campaigns which you can also get involved in. And we are getting a little bit political today. Is that fair to say, Costa?
That's right. And it's great to join you again, Alan, at an important time. Last time, we spoke about the importance of what we're calling the three R's: register to vote, request support to vote if you need it, and report your experience of voting to your local authority, the Electoral Commission, and to RNIB. We also introduced our call for parliamentary candidates to pledge their support now to be RNIB champions if they become your MP in the new Parliament. To tell us more about this and the big issues RNIB wants to raise during the election campaign, I'm joined by Emily Marr, our Parliamentary and Public Affairs Officer. Can you tell us why we want parliamentary candidates to sign up as RNIB champions?
Part of what we're working on is really building relationships with MPs, or at the moment, prospective parliamentary candidates. Our RNIB champion ask is not a formal commitment, so it's what we'd call soft influencing, but by signing up to become an RNIB champion, MPs, or future MPs as they are at the moment, will agree that we're able to send them briefings about sight loss ahead of important debates, share our expertise with them on their local issues, as well as personalised statistics about sight loss in their constituencies. It's a great way for them to show local people affected by sight loss that they're working on their behalf, and ensures that we have really good relationships with parliamentarians.
And how can listeners get involved?
There's a huge amount of things that people can do to get involved. We have guidance on our website, which discusses how best to influence your prospective parliamentary candidate. We have an e-action, which you'll also find on our website, which enables you to write to your prospective parliamentary candidates asking them to sign up to be RNIB champions. We also encourage people to write to their prospective parliamentary candidates, contact details for which we can provide, to invite them to do a blindfold walk, or if you're not comfortable with that, to invite them to attend a meeting to discuss the issues that affect you. You could also attend a local hustings in your area. Again, details can be found by getting in touch with us. And we've seen a lot of action already and hope that those numbers will rise.
And we'll give contact details for that a little bit later. Are there any areas where it's particularly important for people to campaign with their parliamentary candidates?
As you'll know, across the RNIB, we have networks throughout the nation. We have identified the most marginal seats in each of these networks. So, for example, we have Glasgow North East, Liverpool Riverside, Kensington and Putney in London. And the reason we're targeting those seats is because the race is so close between the prospective parliamentary candidates, they're more likely to get involved with our kind of action, as it gives them good press coverage and will help them to garner more support.
And when people engage with parliamentary candidates, we're also raising some big issues, and we've brought these together in an RNIB manifesto. Can you tell us about what issues this manifesto raises?
We've presented five main asks for the next government to commit to. The first of those is accessible democracy. In May, a court ruling has handed down a judgment saying that current voting arrangements for blind and partially sighted people using the tactile voting device are unlawful because it doesn't allow people to vote independently and in secret. So we're calling on the next government to come up with an effective solution to replace this. Moving on to education, our recent Freedom of Information report, Left Out of Learning, found out that just under half of local authorities have cut budgets for special education support for children with VI in the past 2 years. So we want the government to urgently address that. Inclusive journeys is another one we're looking into. There are a number of shared space schemes across the country, which have turned important part of city centres into no-go zones for blind and partially sighted people. We want the new government to commit that it's urgent we readdress these areas and make sure that these areas are safe for blind and partially sighted people. We also want to make sure local bus services are protected, as it's a means of transport that many people with sight loss rely on. Moving on to eye health, back in June 2018, we published the See the Light report, which was put together by a coalition of eye health organisations in partnership with parliamentarians, which published a number of recommendations to prevent avoidable sight loss and improve ophthalmology services. Now we're still waiting on a response for that from the government, so we've called the next government to urgently look into that and provide us with a full response. And finally, coming on to employment and benefits, many services that are designed to help people find work, such as the Job Centre Plus Access to Work, are not familiar with the needs of blind and partially sighted people, and we have received a number of complaints about these services. So we have asked the next government to commit to making these services accessible and to undertake sight loss awareness training to make sure that their staff are properly prepped to best help blind and partially sighted to people when accessing these services.
Emily, you're looking for people to get involved, as you say, and speak with their prospective parliamentary ministers. I suppose some people may be a little bit nervous about doing something like that. You know, perhaps they're not very confident. So, you know, is there help out there if, you know, they are keen to do it, but perhaps they just don't know the best way to do it?
Absolutely. On our website, we have an in-depth how-to guide where you can find template letters, template questions, as well as guidance on how to make contact, the things to think about if you're attending a meeting. We are also always here to help if people have specific questions. You can get us on publicaffairs@rnib.org.uk, and we're here to answer your questions and to provide guidance for you. And as well as this, as I mentioned earlier, in your local area, you will have a regional campaigns officer who's there to provide support and are also happy to go along with you to a blindfold walk or a hustings. You can find their contact details on our website. So I really would recommend getting in touch with your local regional campaigns officer.
Great. So lots of ways to get involved. And can you tell us what's happening already? What's happened so far?
Already we've had fantastic pickup and engagement. I mentioned that there was an e-action on our website which allows people to email their PPCs, prospective parliamentary candidates, asking them to be RNIB champions. We've already had 334 people take that action, and 11 PPCs have signed up and pledged to be RNIB champions if elected, which is absolutely fantastic. I mentioned we had a blindfold walk take place in Melton Mowbray, and we've got several more of these planned for the coming weeks. We've also got a number of hustings events where we've linked up people in the local area with their regional campaigns officers, help them come up with questions to ask at those hustings, which is really fantastic to see. And we just hope to see more of this action as the weeks progress.
So lots of ways that people can engage with their prospective candidates as well. I mean, there is a great deal that RNIB can do, but I suppose, Costa, we really want the people who could be sitting in Westminster to actually hear from the people at the sharp end. It's those experiences that they have that can really paint a better picture of, you know, what they're looking for from the candidates, from the parties as well. So, you know, we really want to encourage more people to get involved in volunteering as well.
That's right. We could have potentially new MPs going into Parliament or existing MPs. If they're hearing about those experiences directly, that will stay with them as they go into Parliament. So you can visit our website to take our online campaign action, calling on your parliamentary candidates to sign up as RNIB champions. Our RNIB manifestos are also available to download. Just visit www.rnib.org.uk/voting-and-elections. Or you can get in touch by emailing campaigns@rnib.org.uk or by calling our helpline on 0303 123 9999. You can also follow us on Twitter @RNIB_campaigns. We can't bring about change without people getting involved to make it happen, so please do make it happen.
And we absolutely do need you to get involved. All the help is there. All you have to do is ask. For the moment then, to Costa and Emily, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Alan.
Thanks so much for having me, Alan. Always a pleasure.